Hello and welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is just taking a break for a second and evaluating how things are going for you. This is probably one of the most important areas because, we're going to do it a little bit differently. This isn't about noticing what we're not doing and then beating ourselves up. if that's how you're feeling, again, I suggest listen to last week's lesson about perfectionism. This isn't about being perfect. It's about recognizing what's working for us, what's not. It's being very logical about it, okay? Things we want to accomplish, are they being done or are they not? If they're not, what else can we do? Very, very solution-oriented, right? So that, I want you to keep that in mind as we go through this. And we want to apply it to a few specific areas, right? The fundamentals that are going to support you and make it easy for you to control your weight, okay? So the first one is water, right? Water is essential. You know, and I want you, most of us say, I know I need to drink more water. Well, why? Well, it helps you in so many different ways. Okay, it helps you digest your food more efficiently. It makes your body feel more comfortable, lubricates your joints, right? It helps even out your moods. It gives you more energy, helps you think clearer. Okay, so the list goes on and on and on. If all of those things start happening, it's just easier to eat well. It's just easier to exercise. Okay, and so it makes it easier to control your weight. So we need to get the water habit in place. The rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces, okay? And if you're doing that, great, keep doing it. If you're not, first thing you gotta do is get yourself a container. Don't be trying to do 8 glasses a day. It's too hard to keep track of 8 glasses a day every day, right? That's a conscious activity. What you wanna do is you wanna get a big container that you have to fill up once or twice, and that's your recommended, intake a day. Then, you're tracking, oh, did I drink that? Did I, once or twice? That's easy to track, okay? So once you get the container and you get a clean source of water, what you want to do now is you want to program this behavior into your mind. Remember, most of our habits are unconscious, or we're not paying attention, we just kind of do them, right? So you know this with any habits you have, you just somehow do them regularly, right? Without consciously having to remind yourself all the time. Well, that's what we want with water. So the way to do that is to imagine in your mind when you would drink that water throughout the day. Right, so think of a typical day. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, and see yourself. When would you drink it? Right? Would you drink it on the way to work? Would you drink it when you're watching movies? Would you drink it, while you're working throughout the day? Figure out in your mind when you would drink it. That's the first step, okay? It programs your unconscious mind to start expecting it then. Right? And it helps implant that habit. So this is an essential one. One thing you can do, by the way, is you can print out a calendar. Right, so if you print out a calendar and you make a check mark of every day that you do one of these habits, okay, so you actually got this awareness of you finishing it every single day, because after you do it for about a month, it becomes automatic. Okay, the next thing is the breathing. Right, have you taken the time to practice breathing, the breathing exercises? If you haven't, do it right now. It's so simple. Relax your stomach. Sit up straight. Okay, remember, if we're slouched over, it crushes a lot of what's going on in here. If this area, if this is crushed, if you're crushing your lungs to a certain degree, it's going to be hard to take deep breaths, okay? So relax this part of your body, straighten out your posture, and allow your breathing to be rhythmic and deep, okay? Even if it's just for a moment, right? Even if you're just doing it as an exercise, okay? It oxygenates your body. Again, another essential function. And so a lot of people are dehydrated. Are not getting enough oxygen in their body. And one of the things that it does is it slows down mental function. It fatigues you, right? So you have less energy. And it just goes on and on. It's one of these things, again, it's fundamental. So if you're not getting it, you're making everything else harder. Right? So people say, well, I don't have time for breathing exercises. I don't see how that's going to help me lose weight. Well, it may not, burn off calories like exercising in a gym does. But what it does is it can even out your moods, give you a little more energy, so that when you get tempted with a candy bar or something, it's easier to say no. Right? That's one example. So you add a bunch of those together, your body changes. Your ability to control your weight changes. Okay. So what I would suggest is, initially, you dedicate 5 minutes a day to these breathing exercises. Okay? You get the rhythmic breathing, where you relax all the muscles in your body, and you just kind of allow your awareness to float with your breath. Just kind of notice your breath. Let it remain rhythmic and calm. Right? You kind of an even inhale, even exhale. Okay? As you do that, it allows your body to relax. It brings oxygen into it. And because the muscles relax, the oxygen can get deeper into you. Okay, you oxygenate your body on a deeper level, and that has profound impacts. Okay, so the next thing, exercising. Are you getting exercise regularly? So the way we look at this is, if you are, great. If you're not, let's do two things. One is the exercise that you've chosen for yourself. Is it something you actually look forward to? Is it something you enjoy? If it's something that you hate and despise, please pick something new. Don't just fight with trying to get yourself to do something you hate. Okay? That's a very, very bad way to a very bad strategy. Okay? We want to make these things unconscious, so you just automatically do them. In order to do that, there needs to be a certain feeling of at least indifference to the exercise, and ideally we want a sense of enjoyment to doing that exercise. Okay, so if you have an exercise plan that you hate, find something new. If you have an exercise plan that you are comfortable with, that you enjoy, but you just haven't been doing it, let's do the same thing. Let's program in your mind. When can you do it? Okay, so so many people say, I'm going to go to the gym this week. Well, then they get into Monday and they kind of go through their regular routine, and because the exercise wasn't part of that routine, they just forgot about it. So what we want to do to kind of help this situation is to program the exercise into our day. Is it going to be in the morning, the afternoon, at night? Right? What clothes are we going to wear? What exercise are we going to do? Who's going to be there? What are we going to say to them? How are we going to walk into the place? Right? So these are all little things that as we imagine them in our minds vividly, clearly, it's like we've done it. And that's the idea of this. If you had exercised for the past 3 months every day, don't you think it would be easier to exercise tomorrow? Right? Why? Because it's part of your reality now. Right? At some level, you're thinking about tomorrow and what you're going to be doing, and on some level, that exercising will be part of it. Okay? So again, with this here, I always suggest that because the routine is so important, that even if it's something like the 5-minute yoga routine, where it's just very simple, but you're just kind of building that chain, you're building that momentum in that ritual, you can start that way. So even if it's just 5 minutes, but again, you might not burn off so many calories to help you with your weight, but what you are doing is you're creating a routine and a habit and a mindset that's going to help you with your weight. Right? So again, sometimes this is kind of like these baby steps. Right? But if you keep taking these baby steps, they all add up. Right? These are all very, very big things. And so the final two things, relaxation. Again, very similar to the other ones in the sense that when you relax, when you're calm, you become more intuitive. You start thinking more clearly. Right? You start to have more energy. You're not wasting it all with tension. So the more you make relaxation a part of your life, the easier it is to make better decisions. Okay, so this is the same thing. Initially, you want to start taking a little bit of time to relax. But you can roll a lot of this stuff together. The breathing and the relaxation can certainly go together. Okay, so that you can relax your body. Do the progressive relaxation. Toes, feet, legs, knees, thighs, waist, stomach, chest, shoulders, all of them relaxing. Arms, hands, right? Shoulders, neck, face, back of the head, all the rest of it, all the way down the spine. And as you practice this, again, what you're doing is you're training your body to learn how to relax. And the more you practice it, the quicker you can do it, the better you get at it. And then you can do it throughout the day. Okay? So if you're not doing the relaxation, I would suggest initially dedicating 5 minutes a day to it. And the other thing is you can set up some anchors. You could put a rubber band around your wrist, and it could, you know, every time you noticed it, it could be an anchor, a reminder to let go, to relax. Okay? And so you can do this all over the place. You can set up these little reminders, little tiny things that just trigger an unconscious, you know, memory to let go. Okay? And finally, eating. So with eating, this is a big one, but you want to get in the habit of looking at, you know, what did I do today? How did I do it? Now, I'll tell you something. This evaluation, this is something I used to do every single night, and I still do it. Just not so much with the food and the weight loss, but with other areas of my life that I'm looking to make changes in, is as I'd lie in bed at night, I would kind of go over the day. What did I do? What did I get done today? Where did I screw up, right? How would I have done things a little differently there? And I program my mind, if I could do today over again, this is what I would have done differently. Okay? So it's a good way to do it. So finally, we get to eating, right? And so, again, eating's a bigger one, but some of the main things. Are you eating breakfast? Okay, remember, we talked about the worst strategy there is to try and not eat all day long until you get to the afternoon and you're ravenous and you overeat everything. Okay, that's a horrible strategy. What we want to do is we want to space the eating out throughout the day with nutritious foods. Nutritious foods feel different than empty processed foods. okay? Because you're getting nutrients, you're getting the micronutrients that you need, right? That your body's craving. And a lot of times when your body gets that, the cravings subside, okay? So make sure that you're getting nutritious, whole-type foods. Ideally, you want to get some raw living foods into your daily diet, right? Salads, fruits, vegetables that aren't even cooked, okay? So you can just add those in, right? Add them in as a snack, okay? And, you know, finally, monitor how you're eating. So if you've got difficulties of overeating or if you've got challenges with sweets, monitor that, okay? Every day, kind of just get in this habit, this ritual. A great one is a ritual. Relax. Take some deep breaths. Right? Kind of center your breath, your breathing. And in your mind, now you can kind of go through today, you can go through tomorrow the way you want it to be. If you have a challenging food situation, you can go back in time and think about how you could have handled it differently. What are some other things you could have done? Okay? Imagine yourself eating more fruit throughout the day. Imagine yourself going to your typical lunch place and ordering a salad. Okay? See how these things feel. Right? Get these ideas in your mind, though. You know? And most importantly is be solution-oriented. Identify the problems and then instantly and intentionally shift over into a solution-oriented approach, solution-oriented thinking, where you're working on the solution, not the problem. 10% of the time identifying the problems, 90% of the time figuring out solutions for you and implementing them. Okay? So I hope this helps you. So again, we went through a few fundamentals. You might have your own specific challenges or areas you're working on, but get in the habit of evaluating them objectively. Okay? Not getting so emotionally attached into them, beating ourselves up. Say, what is the habit I have? What do I want to do? How can I get myself to do it easier? How can I make it, you know, an easier process and something that happens automatically? Okay? So do this, and I'll talk to you next week.